dreams that you had you want him to do you so much you could do anything.
I must say that in his own country in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
Good morning. April 18th, Thursday. This is the Opochtli podcast. And I am wearing a pink shirt today for breast cancer awareness. I don't know if it's breast cancer awareness day yet, but that's what I'm going to tell anyone who asks, because you know how people are when a sexy, beautiful, good-looking Hispanic male, Mexican, Native American, tall, dark, and handsome man wears pink. They're gonna say something to make a joke out of it. So I'm gonna have to contradict them and then spread the word on breast cancer awareness. And then they're gonna feel like pieces of shit for saying anything. But it's not really pink. It's like Selman pink, you know. So it's more manlier because, you know, men and bears catch salmon. So I'm kind of a bear. So I kind of am wearing pink as salmon pink as a homage to salmon, because I'm a bear. And I just realized I have nothing to talk about. Yesterday at work, we have a team meeting every day, and my boss called me out he looked at me and he's like, "Huh, did you get a haircut?" And I was like, "Yeah, I did get a haircut." And he's like, "Nice." And I was like, "Yeah, my tax refund just came in, so I could afford it now." And then it was awkward silence. I thought everyone was gonna laugh, you know, but they knew it was true. They don't pay us enough for that bullshit that they put us through. And you know, I'm pretty sure I make the least amount on the team. All these other guys, you know, they're not networking engineers, but they consider themselves, you know, like that up. So, you know, I'm guessing that's what they were in the past, and I'm sure that their salary didn't necessarily change when they moved positions, but their egos and their ego didn't change either, obviously. But yeah, so, you know, maybe that's why they don't, you know, like, get their shit, you know, get the tickets in order. Yesterday they were bickering back and forth. They're talking about how, what did they say yesterday? They're like, they never stop. And it's like, huh, well, I mean, we could totally change this. You guys don't want it to. So I don't know why they, you know, say it out, you know, they talk out loud like they're, you know, like it's, you know, I knew they were being sarcastic, you know, like, they weren't being genuine. Like, you can just, like, feel in their tone of voice, you know, in their attitude. He's like, it never stops, you're gonna have a steady job for a while, you know. And it's like, you know, if it never stops, then why do you guys stop working, like, the last hour of your shift? Like, I get so stressed out at that job, I don't get a moment to stop from the moment I go into work and to the moment I leave. I can't even work on any of my personal stuff, you know. If I had a shitty work attitude, you know, and I was a piece of shit, I would edit all of my videos during my job. I would, you know, like, go through all my videos and add keywords and shit like that. you know, do my taxes like other people on my team do, you know, but I don't, you know, like, I focus on my job. And the fucked up part about it is whenever I catch up, you know, I can't let myself catch up, because then I have nothing to do and I fucking hate being there and I have nothing to distract myself. So that's another thing I noticed, that I need to have things to do, but it doesn't make my job happy, you know, like, so I have to find shit to do to keep myself occupied so I can stand being there, you know. It's not a good environment to be around. I've never been in a corporate environment like this, you know, so, like, I don't know, it's not multicultural at all, right? It's one culture, which is the white culture, you know, like, and it's not to say it's a bad thing or anything. I'm just saying that I've been around two corporate environments from two of my four jobs. Well, two of my five jobs. Oh shit, there's almost an accident. But two of my five jobs I've had. Wait, no, I've had six jobs, I think. But I've been in three corporate offices, and the other two were multicultural, great places to work with, you know, fun, everyone was great. This guy ran a red light, fucking asshole. Yeah, this place, I don't know, it was good at the beginning, but it got too crazy. Like, I don't know, I figured at some point I was gonna find someone, but it seems like no one likes anyone there, you know. There's like a deaf culture there, and then there's like a Mormon culture, and then there's everyone else, you know. And it's so bizarre. So the deaf people, they kind of stick to each other, and then anyone who knows, you know, sign language, you know, they're kind of, I don't know, like in the upper echelons of the companies, you know, they're good with all the higher ups, you know, I don't know how much I should be getting into this, but and then you got the rest, you know, the people who have similar cultures and similar skin complexion and similar habits. They all stick together, you know, and they talk about all the American things you would expect them to talk about, coming from, you know, a Saxton demographic, you know, Saxton. I forgot the other one. There's the Saxtons and the, I think it starts with a P. It's too early. I can't think right now. I can't ever think anyways. I always have headaches. My joints hurt right now. It's so annoying. It's a bright day, though. Yesterday was so nice. I wish I could just go home, or, you know, like, it was so fucking annoying, though, because, like, at the end of the day, I got all my work done, and on top of that, the ticketing system went down, so I couldn't even go in and close my tickets, or, you know, or no one could submit tickets, so I couldn't keep my mind occupied, you know. And God, it's just like, for someone that has ADHD, it's just hell, you know. I don't want to do stuff, you know, away. I don't want to associate my away time with my work at all. My work's so depressing, like, I think I need to get out as soon as possible. Like, it's not healthy. Like, you know, anyone who's not, doesn't fit the cultural norms of the company, you know, that had no sign language or has a religious background, they just basically stick to themselves. You know, yesterday I went outside and I had a chat with another guy that works in the IT department. He's cool, you know. He typically, you know, sticks to himself. He minds his own business, you know. And I don't know. No one ever clicks to the point where we're gonna be like, hey, dude, you wanna grab some lunch later? You know, like I don't feel like I can relate to that many people that way. I can't relate to a lot of people, you know. And small talk kills me. You know, I can't do small talk. You know, we can talk about fucking aliens. We can talk about illegal immigrants. And talk about, you know, drug empires, DMT, dimethylamphetamine, you know, methamphetamine. We can talk about like ancient civilizations, philosophy, theology, masculinity, faggots, you know, and anything like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. The best pizza in town, you know, like whatever, you know. We can talk about food, we can talk about women, you know. I love titties, like, you know, we can talk about a lot of things. But oh shit, why is there so much fucking traffic? Oh man, I'm so fed up but yeah, I can't do small talk. Back to the point, I get distracted so easily, and so yesterday I didn't have anything to do, so it was so funny, I clocked out, and when you clock out, we use ADP, and it gives you exactly how many hours you worked, like how much time, and I put in exactly 8 hours. I didn't even take lunch yesterday, because I was so busy the whole fucking day doing other people's jobs, you know. Even though they don't always do they never do the same for me, you know. But anyways, so yeah, I don't know, it's frustrating. I don't know what to do. Hopefully with all these org changes, you know, I hope I wish the best for everyone, you know. I'm not a hater or anything, you know. I hope everyone, you know, comes up, even if I don't like them, you know, like but when their actions are directly impacting my way of life, my attitude towards life, when they're directly impacting my happiness, especially when they're, it seems like they're doing it on purpose, that's when shit hits the fan, and I don't like it. I'm fucking fed up. I'm wearing my salmon pink shirt today. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't have shit to do today. I'm done. Like, I finished all my tickets. Maybe I have one or two trickling in. I hope they didn't fix the fucking ticketing system. They had some sort of certificate issue on the server, so it broke a bunch of shit. I'm happy. Not really. Like, but, you know, it kind of... it's a shitty system to begin with, so it needs to be worked on, and it's not configured optimally. There's so many issues with it. There's so much like automation that's being attempted, but it's not being finished 100%, so it's causing a bunch of bugs and fallover issues. I'm hungry. Fuck, every time I come by this KFC used to be so good. I got some for nostalgia the other day. Oh, they're hiring now for $10 an hour. Ooh-wee. I would fucking hate that. God. Make less money. Like, deal with more people every day. I would just hate it. Like, it's not for me. But 10 bucks, I mean... that's not too bad. You know, I would have loved that when I was making $7.25 an hour at fucking the grocery store, the Mexican grocery store, the butchery, when I was a butcher. But, yeah. Or maybe even when I was fucking starting off as a fucking call center agent. Maybe I would have been like, fuck this, like everyone else around me, and I would have just quit, you know. What's weird is my biggest following is on LinkedIn. That's where I have my most, if you could say, like, followers, connections, or whatever. I have, like, 14,000 around there. And it keeps growing. You know, I actually, it hasn't grown. But, you know, that's one thing, you know. If you guys want some motivation, I'm not big or anything. I hope this, you know, gets off, you know, to the races. I doubt it. I mean, I don't know what's my most viewed platform. I'm on so many platforms, and I'm not really keeping track of stats, but I know my main platforms, YouTube and Podbean, are growing they're growing exponentially, like, you know, but they're not really growing. They're not really getting viewership, so, you know, I think I bore people on these drives. So, you know, it is what it is. I can't really help you with that until I can not be occupied with my work or with how shitty my work life is. I was thinking today in the morning how nice it would be to be a marketer. I kind of wanted to go into the marketing department. I think I'm gonna start looking into it. They get paid well. They do exactly what I like to do for fun, you know, like create stuff and had to take a hit of the jet fuel for work. But, let me turn this off. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think my DACA's gonna even, I think it's gonna expire before, I think I'm gonna get fired before my DACA renews, basically. I don't know if, maybe I can work something out with my boss, you know, and be like, hey, I need a sabbatical, bruh. Can I get, like, a month off? And hopefully, my parents maybe can cover my rent for a couple months, or I can get a loan. You know, I was thinking maybe that's what I should do with all the debt that I have. I should consolidate it. I should go to a bank and get a loan. My mom was actually advising me of that. That might be good, you know, just pay off all my credit, all my debt, and just start paying the bank back instead. And I have a better, you know, I've never fucked my bank over. I've always, you know, and it's just these fucking credit card companies. You know, I think I've never been given a credit card less than 24%, you know, and that, you know, I thought that was fair just because I've never had any credit. You know, I basically wasn't considered a legal citizen of this country until the Dream Act in, what, 2014 or some shit like that? So, I don't know. Fucking hate my life. But I'm here at work, and I'm ready to twerk. And my homie's smoking a cigar like every morning, but I need to go inside. I hate my job. I love you guys, though. Let's see. I want to stop at 19 because I'm kind of OCD. We've been going for 18:53. Yeah. Anyways, have a nice day.